Alisa Ali live in Studio A with the beloved indie pop band Luna. They formed in the early 90s by Dean Wareham after the breakup of his band Galaxy 500. Luna produced an impressive catalog of music before disbanding in 2005 after releasing their seventh album, Rendezvous. Wareham continued making music with Luna bass player Britta Phillips, who he eventually married. They put out three albums under the name Dean and Britta, and they both put out solo records too. Britta's solo debut, Luck or Magic, was released in spring of 2016. The rest of the Luna crew, Lee Wall and Sean Eden, got back together in 2012 for some Luna reunion shows, and now the band have two new records. One is an album of covers called A Sentimental Education, and the other is an EP of instrumentals called A Place of Greater Safety. The band stopped by WFUV to play us a song from each of the new records and a classic from their past. We'll also talk with Dean, Britta, and Sean from Luna about their music during this episode of FUV Live. Luna reunited, and it feels so good. Welcome back, guys.
Oh, that's a song you're quoting.
Yes. I know about covers as well, friends.
Okay.
These guys are back because they have a new album of covers, A Sentimental Education, and also an EP of instrumentals called A Place of Greater Safety. Two for one.
Well, the CD is two for one. There's two, there's two compact discs in the package.
And we have 12-inch and 10-inch vinyl.
Very exciting.
And we have Spotify.
Don't we all? Yeah, I'm sure you make so much money on that.
We'll see.
Hopefully.
That's
see,
it hasn't
been
funny.
Out. It hasn't been out that long. We will make some money from Spotify. I know you hear a lot of songwriters
trashing it.
But if you own your recordings, which you do, we made these recordings, then you make a little more. Spotify flipped the traditional radio formula, which is that the songwriter gets paid, but the recording artist or the label does not get paid. And they kind of flip that so that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Boring stuff.
Biz talk.
I love that. I love the biz. I'm in the biz with you. I
mean, yes, it's true you are.
Not as big as Luna, but I dabble. I dabble. And you put this record out on Pledge?
Well, we put it out on Double Feature label. Though we used, we used this thing, Pledge Music, just to do direct to sales fans.
Pre-sale.
I don't know, maybe it's a quarter of our sales, but if you can sell some straight to people, like signed copies with posters and stuff like that.
It helps you recoup
quicker.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so impressed with you guys for doing that. You're very direct with your fans. And I noticed you were like emailing them directly.
You mean
it was like a message board?
Oh, yeah.
Where fans were like, I got a size large and I wanted a medium.
We're
and
like
we're just
worry,
like,
man.
Oh, sorry about that.
We just noticed that questions weren't answered. So we're like, well, got to answer. You can't leave people hanging for a week.
That's
you
so
know?
Nice of you, because other musicians would be like, not my job. Mm. But you guys are for the people. I'd enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, reunited. So you guys broke up in 2005, but then you got back together like 10 years later for some reunion shows.
Yeah, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. We thought that 10 years was a decent amount of time to wait.
Mm-hmm. It felt right.
Yeah.
You know, it's just what bands do. We're a band. And we get to do all the things that bands do, break up and then get back together.
That's nice.
Every cliche.
And then, you know, a little distance makes the heart grow fonder,
yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It makes it more fun. it definitely makes it more fun.
Uh-huh. And what is it like playing your older Luna songs now?
It's great. I mean, I enjoy it more now than ever. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're playing better. Like, I went back and listened to the records and studied the parts, and we got, you know, kind of, because when you play stuff live and you don't listen to the record, you somehow sometimes drift away, which can be good, but it's also good to kind of, you know, the records are good. So.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They're worth paying. That has
been fun.
We're playing better. My friend Bobby texted me the other night. He's like, Luna, you've got longer hair and you've slimmed down.
Who is he referring to?
You guys are all very svelte. So he could be referring to anyone.
Yes.
So what made you decide to come back with an album of covers?
Well, we're spread out around the country now. And it just seemed like there would be an easy and fun thing to do. And, you know, and people like our covers. We've recorded a lot of covers.
But they've never been on the album. They've always been extra tracks.
It's true. I just thought actually it would be more interesting than just like, oh, no, they're doing a new album.
That's debatable. I mean,
no, of course
more
it is.
Interesting.
Well, that's partially the reason that we did do the little
you also have
instrumentals EP,
because yes, which I love.
Yeah.
A place of greater safety.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me a little bit about picking the songs.
Over years, I kind of have little files on my computer of songs that it might be interesting to attempt to cover at some point. You know, when you hear a song that you like, you can either rip it off, like, that's a cool chord progression, I'm going to write my own song with that. Or you can cover it, or you can do both.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I had like a list of potential songs, that, and then we try them out and see what works. And Lee was like, we should do a David Bowie song. So we picked obscure one.
You like picking the... I mean, it's cool to do obscure covers, because then people don't know the original. It's
right.
Might as well be a new Luna song. Like One Together by Fleetwood Mac. That sounds like a Luna song.
Mm-hmm. Well, these all sound like Luna songs.
Yeah.
Sure.
Tell me about Sweetness.
Britta says that's the only Yes song that I know.
Well,
that's
the only
not true.
One you like.
Yeah, maybe the only one I like.
Are you the Yes fan?
Sean is the Yes fan.
High school.
I mean, there's lots of their stuff that I like.
I don't really listen to them now, but I did in high school.
Sweetness is in the Buffalo 66 soundtrack. That's where I first heard it.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, they're like a totally different band at that point in their first album.
Yeah. Hippie song than a prog.
Not prog yet.
No.
More hippie.
Uh-huh. Yes. This is the good period for me.
Mm-hmm. I tried recently to go listen to the Yes catalog. I was like, I'll try harder.
You don't have to.
Who was the one who pitched Yes?
That was, I guess it was Dean.
I mean, Dean makes good playlists. He's a good DJ, and that's kind of been in rotation since we saw Buffalo 66. Right. So
could I be a DJ here?
You sure can. Actually, I was going to say, if you ever wanted to stop by and do a guest DJ takeover. Maybe do my show.
Right on. Well, you know, I live here, so I may take you up on
that. Yeah, please do. I would love that. Mm. You know what I would say to that? Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, you guys are going to perform Sweetness for us right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So perfect. All right, let's hear it.
She brings the sunshine to a rainy afternoon. She puts the sweetness in and stirs it with a spoon. She watches for my moods and never brings me down. She puts the sweetness in all around. She knows just what to say to make me feel so good inside. She brings the sunshine to a rain. afternoon. She puts the sweetness in and stirs it with a spoon. She watches for my moods and never brings me down. She puts the sweetness in all around. She knows just what to say to make a sunny day.
Yes, a live version of Sweetness from the great band Luna.
That was a good guitar solo, Sean.
That was a great guitar solo. Very that's, impressive.
That's the first time we played that song live.
Is that right?
Yes.
Huh.
We gotta no, that's true. We, I mean, we rehearsed it and stuff, but, and then we were going to perform it live when we've been doing some touring the last couple of months, did. But then we just haven't.
I thought you and Lee didn't want to do it.
What? Well, of course I want to do it.
I don't know.
By the way, you're singing. I saw you singing at the show at Brooklyn Steel. Sweet Pipes.
Sweet Pipes. That's your new nickname.
I sang a couple of songs on the the Rendezvous record.
Right. I love that record.
Our last studio record.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good job. I just wanted to, since I'm looking at you, I just wanted to
right give on, right
kudos
on.
To that. Dean, always doing a good job.
Thank
with
you.
With your singing. And
Britta sang a song
Britta,
too. That's right.
Yeah, I
of
sang
course.
A song
that's
for right. my solo
of
album.
Of course. I was just, this is what I was going to talk about.
Oh, cool.
So, Britta, you put out a solo record. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit more about that process and what that was like. Because, you know, you've been making music for a long time, but for a solo record.
Yeah, I mean, it was a sweet torture.
Sweet torture?
Yeah, making my first solo album this late on in my career was, I had a lot to think about. And it's half covers and half originals. I started it with this producer friend of mine, Scott Hardkiss, in Brooklyn. And I, unfortunately, he passed away right when we moved to L.A. And I finished it in L.A. with Eric Brusek. And it was great. It was a sweet, exquisite torture.
Exquisite torture. That's a great album title, by the way. Maybe at the end of this session, we'll play a track from...
Oh, good.
Luck or Magic. But right now, actually, I want to talk a little bit about the EP, A Place of Greater Safety, and you guys will do one from that as well. You've chosen to do GTX3. Let's talk about that.
Sean wrote GTX3. He can tell us about it.
Well, that was an idea I had percolating from right before when we started recording. And so when we were in the studio, I suggested one day, I mean, we were all talking about it. I said, well, why don't we just try a little jamming or a little freeform, just tinkering, noodling. And then I said, well, why don't we just try a couple of instrumental things? So that was one of the ideas I brought in. And then Dean and Britta brought in stuff, too. And we all just, you know, that's how the EP came to be. It wasn't really planned, but then, you
so
know.
So it's sort of the whole EP sort of started with that one song?
Not really. It was just that we started. We basically did like a little improvisational jamming, and then we thought, well, why don't we just try a few little ideas that each of us have percolating, see if we can get a few little things going.
And a couple of them were things, music that we had written for the Luna documentary, Tell Me, Do You Miss Me, that we re-recorded. So it's a bit of a soundtrack from that, too.
Well, we are very excited to get a live version of it right now. It's Luna, live in Studio A with GTX3. live version of GTX3 from Luna that can be found on their EP, A Place of Greater Safety. I am Elise Ali here with the band. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Sure. You know, we stayed an extra day to do this.
Did you really?
Yeah, we did.
Sure.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's so kind. Because I know you could have hit the road. Mm. You're dying to get back to LA, aren't you?
I don't know. It's like 93 degrees.
No, it's
there.
Not yet. It will be later this week. But,
that's not so hot. It's too hot.
Bummer, man. Bummer. Oh, it's going to be hot and sunny.
Yeah. It's still so many palm trees.
We like Echo Park, though.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
it's
Echo
like
Park.
It's like the Brooklyn of L.A.
Oh, is it?
That's nice.
A lot of reverb there. So you recorded the record in LA too, both of the records.
Mm-hmm.
What was that process like? You just holed up in the studio for how long?
We kind of did it over the span of what was it, a year?
We didn't hole up.
Oh, you didn't
hole
up?
No. So it was a few days at a time. Mm-hmm. And Sean and Lee would come. Well, Lee was living there for the first part, for most of it.
Our friend Jason Quiver from the band Paper Cuts, he moved down from San Francisco. A lot of people are doing that because it's cheaper, and opened a studio in downtown.
Yeah, great.
The downtown arts district.
It's Palmetto Studios. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you do a documentary about it? Because I've seen some video footage of you guys.
Oh, that's there. Just my iPhone videos, maybe.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
But it is really good at being this sort of documentarian.
Well, that's part of the pledge thing, too, is you do these video updates, so. Yeah, I put together little montages of studios. Fun, just with iMovie and iPhone.
Shout out to iMovie and iPhone. Maybe they'll give you a free one.
Oh, yes, please.
But we've made a couple of nice videos for this record, actually. One stars Rose McGowan.
Oh, yeah,
it's
I
a Rose
that.
McGowan video. We just
Portrait
happened to
of
be
Rose.
In it.
Mm.
Friends with her?
We met her on the video. The director asked her to be in the video.
We're surprised. He said, how about if I get Rose McGowan? I'm like, why would Rose McGowan want to do a Luna video?
But she did it.
But she did want to do a Luna video.
Why wouldn't she want to do a Luna video?
Okay,
Well, because he pitched it, I'm sure, is like, well, it's basically a portrait of you. I'm doing it in black and white on film, and it's going to be kind of, looks like it's maybe from the 60s a little bit, and, you know.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What are the other videos?
The other video is for the song Friends, and our friend Matthew Bazell, who Sean went to acting school with.
Oh.
Hey, now. It's true, though. But he also did the Lunar documentary, Tell Me, Do You Miss Me?
So his thing is he likes to make videos in Georgia, but put kids in them. He's done that a couple times, hasn't he?
So he has,
Put students in them. So we're not in the video, but we sent him some of our clothes, and so he dressed up kids to look like us.
Yeah.
And it's a cute narrative. Friends. Look for that Friends, Luna, YouTube.
On YouTube. Showing on YouTube now.
Yeah.
And, of course, that song is off the new Luna album, A Sentimental Education. That's a Velvet Underground cover, a comparison that you guys get a lot. They're a great band.
Of course.
It's a good, although this cover is the Velvet Underground, it's really a Doug Yule solo album, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
And you guys are going to bless us with a Luna classic now, right?
Deep cut.
Indeed.
A little deep cut.
Yes, we wanted to not just play the same songs again and again, so.
The hits.
That we did on the last tour, so. Hey, Sister. I think Sean suggested that, too.
It's
from the very first Luna album.
All right, let's hear it.
Hey, sister, things move on their own. You know that I can't stand what you do, and it won't be too long. And it won't be too long.
sure that it won't be too long. And I'm tired of pretending I'm wrong.
Live version of Hey Sister from Luna, going back to the 90s, early 90s.
That song is 25 years old.
Oh my God.
It still sounds fresh. I am Elise Ellie here with the band Luna. I'm so glad that you guys are reunited. You're back with two, not one, but two new releases. Fantastic. So what are the plans for the future? Not to pressure you, but just curious. More records from Luna, or
we haven't discussed it.
It has not been discussed. Yeah. Mm.
Are you willfully not discussing it?
We'll talk to the accountants.
No, I don't know. We'll see how well this one goes over.
Yeah, I'll talk to my therapist about it.
We are playing more shows.
There'll be a smattering of shows.
We can kind of do whatever we want. That's the thing about, I guess, once we get off putting out the records ourselves now, we can just, and we're self-managed, so there's no one to answer to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what about any other projects, Britta? You think you're going to do another solo record?
Yes.
Awesome. Nice.
The short answer, yes.
Everybody else? What else is on the phone?
You know, I have a record recorded with my friend Chris, who lives upstate New York. It's a Western album. Not country, but Western, like cowboy songs.
Mm. Space cowboy.
Because you think of me as...
Space cowboy. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's good. I play that too.
I ain't a for real cowboy, as John Voight says in Midnight Cowboy.
Cowboyish.
You're cowboyish.
Yeah.
I like that.
I play with a few friends in New York sometimes, a smattering of bands that I'm sort of like a quasi member of. And, you know, and I'd like to say, like, yeah, I'm going to do my solo record, which I've been saying for about a decade. So I don't know if that's really true, but that's the plan. That is a plan.
Okay. Well. Yeah. That's fantastic. So as I mentioned, we're going to end this session with the guest DJ pick. And I would love, I mean, no pressure. We don't have to play something off your solo record, Britta.
Oh,
but
yeah. How about Drive?
I'm happy to play that. And I'm so happy that you guys have stopped by the Bronx here at WFUV. So glad to have new music from you guys. And I look forward to you guys coming back in whatever form it is.
Thank you.
On.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Who's gonna tell you when it's too late? Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great?
Drive by Britta Phillips, the guest DJ pick of Luna, our guests on today's FUV Live. Their latest releases are a record of covers called A Sentimental Education and an EP of instrumentals called A Place of Greater Safety. You can listen and watch today's show, along with many other exclusive conversations and performances, in the FUV Vault at WFUV.org. This session was engineered by Jim O'Hara and produced by me, Elisa Ali. Thanks so much for listening. This is 90.7 WFUV in New York.